Skills 5. Exercise 3B, page 95.
Hello, listeners. Today, Emma Samuels is with us. Emma is an archaeologist from London University. Emma, a few weeks ago you made an exciting discovery, didn't you?
Yes. Last month, when I was in Wales with some of my students, we discovered some ancient Roman buildings buried in a field that nobody knew about.
Nobody knew the buildings were there?
No. We were the first people to discover them.
Can you tell us a bit about the buildings?
Well, we aren't sure what the buildings are yet. All we know is that some of them are enormous. We think this means they were very important.
Is one a palace, perhaps?
Maybe. We think one building was probably the home of a very rich person. So possibly it is a palace. We think another building was a huge warehouse where the Romans kept food.
How exciting! Emma, is it common for archaeologists to find things from Roman times in Britain?
Yes, quite common. For example, a year ago, archaeologists discovered a gladiator cemetery.
How exciting!
But it's not just professional archaeologists who make discoveries. Members of the public sometimes find things too. For example, last year, a man found an ancient pot buried in a field that had over 50,000 Roman gold coins in it.
Yes, I heard about that. Emma, how long were the Romans in Britain for?
They were here for about 400 years.
And why did they leave?
They left because their homes in Italy were under attack. All the soldiers went back to Italy to fight.
Thank you, Emma. That was very interesting.
You're welcome.